AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show, here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. If I could only ever have one crystal, it would have to be a Herkimer diamond. There are hundreds of beautiful crystals in this world, and each carry their own particular frequency and purpose. When you begin working with crystals, you often explore many different stones, being drawn to different ones and seeing what they're like to work with. This is all about learning their qualities and discovering which crystal types resonate with you and what serves your practice. Most people begin with amethysts and other quartzes. That's exactly what I did. Not exclusively those, but those are often the crystals that draw you first. They're kind and they're well practiced in the art of teaching beginners. They're very forgiving in that way. And as your confidence and competence with crystals build, something interesting happens. You find yourself returning to the same choice of crystals over and over again each time you begin to work with them. And for me, I've always been drawn to solid metals like copper and gold. And when it came to crystals, well, although I ended up with a complete drawer full of them, I mean, who doesn't? I would generally err towards clear crystal quartzes. They're a really high vibrational energetic stone generally. There's no colour, there's no fancy shaping to them, just the best clear quartzes that I could find. The clear colourless quartz called to me most strongly. It's a very personal thing. I don't know which ones you love. It could be the luster of black volcanic obsidian or the depth of shiny coal-like tourmaline. Maybe it's the soft sweetness of rose quartz or the power and passion of blue lapis lazuli. They're all correct for whoever likes them the most. It's very personal. If you love crystals, though, I bet just like me, you've got quite a collection. I mean, you can never have too many crystals, right? But over the years, and as I've gained more experience, I've come to a very firm conclusion about which crystal I would choose if, perish the thought, I could only ever have one crystal to work with. If I were asked to choose just one crystal to keep with me always, without hesitation, I would choose a Herkimer diamond. If you've got a drawer full of crystals and yet you would forsake them all for just one crystal alone, I think that would say a great deal about how you would feel about that one crystal that you would choose. That's how I feel about Herkimer diamonds. So today on my show, I thought I would introduce you to Herkimers, just in case you don't know them. My name's Amanda Nelson. I'm the Master Energist here on the Future Self Energetic Show. So what I'd like to do is describe and introduce you to these crystals, just in case you don't know them. And then let's explore in depth what makes them so extraordinary. What makes them the winner from my point of view? Now, first is a couple of things. Most of the time when you see Herkimer crystals, they're going to be fairly large crystals. They're going to be a mixture of quartzes and they will have dark elements to them, lots and lots of inclusions. Well, I'm not talking about those particular Herkimers. What I'm talking about is the tiny, tiny Herkimers, the Herkimer diamonds. And though they're not actually diamonds as such, not the way the diamonds are in a jeweler's shop would be, they're called diamonds because these tiny crystal clear, water clear little crystals, tiny they are, the light dances and sparkles through them and it makes them glitter and scintillate just like any well-cut diamond in a jeweler's shop would. These are the crystals of my choice. The tiny Herkimers, the ones I favour, they're always very, very small indeed. And they've got extraordinary clarity and they dazzle you with how light plays in through and around them. And they seem to capture and hold light within themselves. It's as if the light is coming from inside the stone. They're absolutely stunning. So these are not the big Herkimer crystals, the bigger Herkimer crystals that I usually see for sale or in specialist shops or in exhibitions. They're usually fairly chunky and they're a mixture of, as I said before, clear quartz and dark inclusions and perhaps other bits and pieces that have ended up inside of them. But the one I'm talking about are perfectly balanced geometric structures. They're natural double terminated quartz crystals. That means that they've got natural points at both ends. No one cut them, no one chipped at them or carved or shaped them to form these perfect shapes, these perfect terminations. And these crystals, they're found exclusively in one place, Herkimer County, New York. And that's where they formed. They're 500 million years old, right? So they're not young. They are formed in pockets within dollar stone rock. And most quartz crystals like this, most quartz crystals, let me say first, the way they grow is they attach to a rock matrix and they have to be excavated from that base. But Herkimers, they don't grow like that. They grow differently. They form freely in small cavities within the rock. And when these pockets of rock are carefully opened during extraction, the crystals can be removed, exquisitely formed, intact and undamaged. Apart from being washed off, they emerge from the earth already complete, already perfect. So the ones I love most are tiny, truly miniature. Some are as small as a grain of rice and they're so clear they appear to be made of crystallized water. And when you hold them up to the light, they sparkle with such a unique radiance. It makes me smile. And there's something so joyful about them, about holding them and spending time with them. I find them utterly delightful, as I'm sure you can tell.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What makes Herkimer diamonds so remarkable, apart from how stunningly beautiful they are, is their versatility when you work with them. I've always described Herkimers, the little ones, as rescue remedy crystals, master crystals. I find that they hold such a range of vibrations that they can attune to pretty much any vibration you would like, and they can maintain that vibration really reliably as well. I often ask my Herkimers to tune into a different crystal's vibration so that it can be as a good substitute for it if I don't have a particular crystal to hand. For example, I will ask my Herkimer to tune into and then resonate at the vibration of black obsidian, for example, or of that coal-like tourmaline I mentioned earlier, or that deepest lazuli, or that pretty rose quartz. What an incredible thing it is that it can work in that way. Although I shouldn't be surprised that it can. I find that Herkimers can stand in for and be an effective substitute for any crystal that I might require. And most crystals have a basic awareness and function, and they do what they are structured to do, and they do it really well. But they don't have that higher Shen consciousness, that independent intelligence, that self-awareness that I think Herkimers seem to possess. The Herkimer diamond has enough natural consciousness of its own to be able to modify itself without my direction and to choose the correct vibration to resonate at for the situation or circumstance it's in. It modifies and it modulates itself with its own guidance and awareness. And to me, that Shen energy in traditional Chinese medicine, you see, and energy work, Shen represents the highest aspect of consciousness, the spirit that knows and acts with wisdom beyond instruction. It's the quality of divine intelligence that requires no teaching. It just knows. And when a crystal carries Shen energy, it means it possesses an innate knowing, a self-awareness that allows it to consider and then respond appropriately to whatever is needed without being told what to do first. And these crystals, they work for the highest good. They're always on an upward spiral trajectory. So Herkimers are truly master crystals, capable of working across the entire spectrum of energy work wherever they are needed. So whereas some crystals have very specific purposes or work, particularly, you know, for things like working with the chakras or health conditions, Herkimer diamonds, although they are two very, very capable of working in their own particular way, they actually seem to be adaptable. They can adapt to whatever is needed in the moment. Now, I have to say, I'm an energy worker rather than a crystal specialist. I don't claim to know much about traditional crystal healing or such. There are many, many people out there who know so much more than I do. So everything I've learned about crystals has actually been through my one-to-one relationship with each and every one of them. Herkimers broke the rule book though for me, and they taught me how to work with them and what role I needed to play. And it was mostly a role of helping to focus an intention and then in some ways stepping out of the way entirely. They were a partner to me. I was not taking the lead. And whether you are just beginning to work with crystals or you have decades and decades of experience, it seems to me that the Herkimer diamond meets you where you are and will grow with you and grow you so that you can develop together. I love that Herkimers adapt, and they adapt to the purpose at hand and to the capability and level of mastery of the person that they're working with. So the Herkimers I have, when I first started working with them, they worked with me in an entirely different way. It was as if they were hand-holding me to find a way to work with the consciousness that they are. It's one of the reasons I love them so much. And I love their playfulness. They sparkle. They delight when they're in the light. And their playful energy keeps things high vibrational. Playful means motion and hopefulness, willingness, openness, curiosity, fun, maybe a little bit of mischief, expectancy, anticipation. There's a joyfulness about Herkimers that lifts everything up around them. Don't mistake their playfulness for frivolity, though. Beneath that sparkly exterior is a profoundly capable, magnificent consciousness crystal. And they're manifestation crystals of the highest order. And once they're friendly with you, you can ask them to help with all manner of things, and they will work with remarkable effectiveness across time, space, dimension. And Herkimer diamonds are chatty, and they're responsive, and they love to get involved. They're very communal in a way. They're not going to sit on the sidelines, and what will happen is you will quite literally become aware that they are working alongside you before they've even been invited. You will find that they want to help, they want to multitask, they want to do a great job. And this is not them being tricky or difficult. It's actually one of their most endearing characteristics when you get to know them. They are very like the friend who sees that you need some help, and before you know it, they're at your side and say, "What is it I can do? I must be able to do something. Let me take some of the load. This that I'm good at. Would you like me to help?" These crystals, they actively participate. They get involved in your life, your practice. They don't simply respond to your requests. They initiate contact. They offer suggestions. They draw your attention to things you need to see that you might have overlooked. And they engage in what feels very much like actual conversations if you're open-minded enough. When you work with Herkimer diamonds, you start to feel a bit awkward about saying that you own them. And I know it's only words, but actually you can't own the energy inside of these crystals, and you stop seeing them as a crystal that you use or that you own or that you work with. The vocabulary changes to something that feels so much more like a partnership. We work together. We exist together. We vibrate alongside each other. I mean, you definitely do not, never could own one of these freedom-loving crystals. Herkimers, they like to work in partnership. They love to genuinely collaborate. Your Herkimer diamonds become your companions, trusty guides and mentors. So what are some other things to know about Herkimers, things that I have come to know about them and that can keep your Herkimer diamonds very happy indeed? Well, obviously they like to play. They like to be in groups, ideally groups of five or more, so that they can scintillate and pass light between one another. That seems to be what they like. Mine live together on my mantelpiece in a small glass bottle, where they can see each other and they can sparkle together. And they like sunshine and sparkly things around them. They like reflective things. And they like to be in the light, but I don't put them actually directly in sunshine. They want to be out, preferably in glass, in a sunny room, but they don't like to be in direct sunshine. I think that tires them out. Being in the natural light is more than enough, and they catch rays that dance by them and they dance with them. Certainly, I would never put Herkimer diamonds in a drawer. I would never put them in a box or in a dark bag. I've actually done this, and when I went to take the crystals, they looked almost clouded. I was heartbroken. It was like I'd say, "Oh my goodness, I've starved you of light." But they came back to life once that I had cleansed them down and put them in a little bit of light again and started interacting with them. So let's take a look then briefly at some of the ways that you can work with them then. And this again is based on my own experience of these small water clear diamonds. I've not consulted any reference books or spoken to any experts. I like to share from my heart, knowing firsthand what I'm sharing with you is my truth. So Herkimers are extraordinary. They are amplifiers of energy. As a master energist, if I want to expand and amplify, if I want to work with ascension energies, always Herkimers first. It's their clarity, their geometric composition. It means that they can take an intention or a frequency and they can magnify it. But as they do that, it doesn't distort in any way. It just becomes more ample. So if you're looking to upscale something or to manifest something or to transform into something more, then it could be that Herkimer diamonds would be a great choice for you to work with. I mean, I mentioned that they're ascension crystals. You want to go high, they can take you higher. And I've also found them truly remarkable when creating sacred crystal grids, because they can attune to multiple frequencies and hold really complex patterns. A grid built with Herkimer diamonds becomes a living, responsive structure rather than a static arrangement that's a bit like a programming. The crystals in the grid start to communicate with each other, adjust to changing conditions, and they maintain the integrity of the grid's purpose. Over time, you can build grids for protection, for manifestation, for healing, or any other intention, and the Herkimers will work together to sustain and even strengthen that field. When it comes to communicating with higher consciousness, Herkimers create bridges that are both strong and incredibly clear. Their high vibration and natural intelligence means that they can help you to contact your guides, to contact higher aspects of yourself, to access universal wisdom. And what happens is the Herkimers, as they create those bridges and they open up the clarity, it's as if they seem to know how to enable translation between frequencies, making information much more accessible to you in a way you understand best. In simple terms, it's a little bit like they turn the volume up. They act as a translator and an interpreter, and they do it in such a way as they turn the volume up so you don't have to search for what you're being told. It lands inside of you when you work with a Herkimer. It's as if you just know it and you know it to be correct. There's no questioning it. It really is that clear. And for healing work, I found them particularly good when I come across an issue which has multiple symptoms and when it's not really clear, I'm not really certain from my readings of the situation, the energy strands and the vibrations that are all in together, you know, which one is the one that needs changing or harmonizing or adjusting first or more than another. Well, the Herkimer will expertly assess a situation, has its own intelligence and wisdom, and it then modifies itself and it directs its energy where it's most needed. It will work on what requires attention first, and then it moves to the next layer and the next without you having to diagnose or direct every single step first. And this makes them invaluable when you're working with complex conditions or when someone presents with overlapping issues that are difficult to untangle. For example, what if there's an issue in this lifetime and a previous incarnation, and it's also in the ancestral DNA, and perhaps there's some sort of future influence that's coming in, and maybe there's more than one vibration, they're all overlapping, different energy fields are a bit knotted up. Well, that would take anyone a little bit of time to unpick. Herkimers seem to be able to go in there and work their magic quite effortlessly. They detangle the worst of tangles. The intelligence of these little diamonds is something that I come back to again and again, because it's central to why I feel they are so precious. I mean, yes, they're beautiful, but they're conscious, they're aware, they're capable of independent thinking. They can assess things, then they can choose the right and most beneficial action. You know, I think everybody should have some of these. And they partner with you rather than simply serving you. And this partnership creates outcomes that go so beyond what either you or the crystal could achieve alone. I choose to put about 5 of these little Herkimer diamonds in one of those infinity pendants, and I wear it as a necklace all the time. And I wear it with the intention that these little diamonds will work their magic in whatever way is needed as I go about my day. And yes, they assist me with the energy work I do and the client work that I offer. And they convey knowledge and understanding, and they help me on a profound level to regulate myself, my energy, my capacity, my boundaries. It's like having a crystal that taps you into everything and assists you before you even know you need assistance. And there is something else about Herkimers that I have a real awareness of, and yet I find quite difficult to explain to people. I say, well, this is going to be a little bit difficult to believe, but Herkimers actually carry colour light vibrations that don't exist. And what I mean is, as a master energist, I can be aware that there could be colours that don't exist in the spectrum of colours that we identify here with on Earth, but that I simply cannot name them. There are colours that do not exist within the realms of our understanding. And yet when I work with these crystals, I sometimes perceive frequencies that are like that too, right? Frequencies that have no name, no equivalent in our world. And yet, just like those colours that don't exist in their world, they're unmistakably present and active as well. It's as though Herkimers hold some form of access to some, I don't know, dimension, light, vibration, colour that really transcends our reality here. And they can bring those frequencies into our work, for example, or they can bring those frequencies just so we can access them. This gives them a reach and a capability that extends far beyond what we might expect from such tiny, simple-looking crystals. The size of the Herkimer is not what matters. It's actually the luster and the scintillation and the brightness and almost the sassiness as well.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
After listening to me being enthusiastic about these crystals for the last little while, I wouldn't be surprised if you were saying, well, where can I find them? So if you find yourself now drawn to work with Herkimer Diamonds after hearing my show today, you might be wondering where you can actually find these tiny water clear ones that I'm so enthusiastic about. Not all Herkimers are created equal, and there's quite a range that you can buy in terms of size, clarity, quality that are available on the market. And you also have to be sure, first and foremost, that the Herkimers are from Herkimer County in New York, and they're not somebody else saying that they're Herkimers when actually they're from somewhere else. So you're looking for Herkimer County, New York. The Herkimers I favour are the miniature ones, genuinely tiny specimens with exceptional water clarity. Look for crystals that are completely clear, with no cloudiness, no inclusions if possible. The smallest ones, some no bigger than a grain of rice, often have the most remarkable clarity and the brightest, most playful energy. These are the ones that seem to sparkle and dance with light most enthusiastically, And so those would be the ones that I would invite to come and live with me. When it comes to grade, you want the highest quality you can find. Look for descriptions that mention water clear, gem grade, museum quality, triple A grade, I've seen them described as. The difference between a cloudy or included Herkimer and a perfectly clear one is going to be really significant, not just visually. You're talking about energetically too now. So the clear ones have that high vibrational quality I've been talking about, the one that makes them so effective in energetic work. They're the ones with the highest intelligence. They're the ones that like to work in partnership. Those are the proactive ones, the ones that have the reach, the fullest reach that you'll be looking for. I know that I can find Herkimer diamonds through reputable crystal suppliers, both online, I think, and in specialist shops. There's some fantastic shops in Glastonbury where I go, but I know not everyone can get to Glastonbury. Some sellers, they often offer small collections or parcels of tiny Herkimers. That's ideal because, and this is important, you shouldn't buy them individually. Remember, Herkimers like company. They want to be with other Herkimers. Buy them in small groups, ideally five or more if you can. They will be happier. They will be more settled when they arrive. And they'll be far more willing to work with you when they have their own companions around to gossip with. And when your Herkimers first arrive, take some time to welcome them properly. Imagine that they are a house guest. I always start by taking them outside into natural sunlight if possible. They might have been in an envelope for a while. I let them sparkle and I hold a little bottle or container up to the light with the Herkimers in, and I watch how they catch and play with the light rays. And this is not just for your enjoyment, though it is a delight to watch. It's actually the beginning of your relationship with them. I'd like you to talk to them if you feel comfortable about it. And if you don't like to talk out loud, you can actually just send them thoughts through your mind. They'll be able to pick it up. Tell them where they are, who you are, what you do. Let them know that you're glad that they've arrived, that they're very, very welcome. Now, I know that might feel a little bit self-conscious for some people, but Herkimers respond to this kind of communion. They like this kind of contact. They're chatty, they're sociable, they appreciate being spoken to in that way. Use your language as if you're welcoming a house guest. Oh, I'm thrilled that you've arrived. I'm so glad that you're here. You've had a long journey. Let me help you. You know, lay down any worries. You don't need to be worried anymore. You must have had a journey. Come on then, let's get you clean. Are you hungry? Is there anything, all of these things, believe it or not, this is the kind of emotional energy. This is the sort of inclusive welcoming that I would give to your crystals. What I'd like you to do as well is, when you've got them home and you've had a bit of a chat and you've introduced yourself and who you are and where they are and all of the things I've just said, find them a good place in your home, somewhere that they will always be. Don't move them around a lot. So as I mentioned, mine live in a small glass bottle on the mantelpiece where they get natural light throughout the day. They can see one another in the bottle and they can sparkle together when they like. And they're part of the life of the room rather than tucked away somewhere dark. I think where in your space they might be happiest is something I would give some thought to. Although they may actually start to tell you where they want to be. They are that kind of crystal after all. They will want to be somewhere light, somewhere where they might be able to catch a little bit of sun occasionally, though you can always place them in sunlight for a little while if you wanted to. It will be somewhere where they can see you regularly and you can see them regularly, and that you can remind one another of how much you care about one another. You don't have to, I don't think, do any elaborate clearing or charging rituals unless you feel called to. It depends a lot on where you actually sourced your Herkimers from. I mean, as a general rule, I will always do some level of clearing and charging on my crystals, but I find that Herkimers tend to arrive ready to work. And as you're not officially, I suppose, programming them, if you want to use that expression, because Herkimers can't really be programmed. I mean, they can be activated. You can say, hello, how are you? Let's work, right? But you can't tell a Herkimer really what to do. You could say, I would like you to work. I'd like you to work today like obsidian, or I'd like you to be productive today like tourmaline, and Herkimers will respond to that. But it's not like you program them to be a particular frequency, because they don't stay with one frequency, right, or have a specific intention apart from working for the highest good. So their high vibration means that they don't hold onto density or low frequencies the way perhaps some other crystals might. However, if you want to welcome them in your own way with a very special ceremony, they will appreciate the attention and intention behind it. I think the simplest way is to hold them, to let them know that they've arrived and that you care. Meditate with them, carry them in your pocket. As I say, I place them near my heart. I have them in a little pendant, a clear pendant that I have around my neck, whether I'm working or just going about my business. I like to ask them questions. I ask them questions. We set little intentions together, and then we see what happens. And the Herkimers teach me how they want me to work with them, and I teach them how I want them to work with me. And so the role, I suppose, my role is to be open and attentive and to trust what develops, and to ask them to be open and be attentive and to trust what develops too. It's a partnership. They don't take the lead. I don't take the lead. Neither one of us does something without the other's consent. But what we do is we work in community with one another. So if I could only ever have a crystal, right, or rather a small gaggle of them, they would have to be Herkimer diamonds. Not because I don't appreciate the beauty and gifts of other stones, but because Herkimers offer me something that is complete. They're versatile enough to work across every aspect of energy work where I go, and I'm a master of energy. They can keep up, right? And they're intelligent enough to know what is needed without my constant direction. And they're adaptable enough to meet you at whatever level you're working. As I elevate my working practice, so do they. And they're companionable enough that you never feel that you're working alone, even if you might be working in isolation. And their playful, high vibrational energy keeps your work light, even when dealing with complex or really challenging situations. Their Shen consciousness means they partner with you rather than simply serving as a tool. And their ability to attune to any vibration makes them the ultimate rescue remedy crystal, always appropriate, always effective. The tiny water clear Herkimers that I love so much are to me perfect in every sense, perfect in their natural formation, perfect in their geometric balance, perfect in their clarity, perfect in their willingness to work only for the highest good. And they emerge from the earth complete and ready to begin their work. And they remain complete like that throughout their work with you. So whether you're just beginning your journey with crystals or you've worked with them for decades, whether you need amplification or healing or manifestation or connection to higher guidance, whether you want a companion for your work or simply something beautiful that makes you smile, a Herkimer diamond will meet that need. So this is why, without hesitation, this would be my choice. the right crystal, the only crystal that I feel I ever really need. Tiny, sparkly, intelligent, joyful, infinitely capable. Herkimer Diamonds. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.